Coffee Break German, Lesson 40. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu Coffee Break German.
Hallo zurück und willkommen zu unserer letzten Episode in Innsbruck.
Ich bin Marc.
Mein Name ist Thomas.
And we're here for our final episode from Innsbruck. And indeed, the final episode of this series of Coffee Break German. I spent the past few days in Innsbruck here to do some recording with Thomas for our course. And I've had a fantastic time. How would I say I've had a fantastic time in German?
Ich hatte eine großartige Zeit.
Ich hatte eine großartige Zeit.
Ja, ich hatte eine großartige Zeit. Es war wunderschön.
Es war wunderschön, ja. We are definitely going to be looking a little more at this ich hatte and ich war in this episode, because one of the things I've felt as we've gone through the past few days is that the area that I'm really struggling with is talking about the past. We've had lots of examples in the conversations, but in this episode, we're going to tighten this up a little and give you some further examples. I've got about an hour and a half to go before I need to get my flight. As you can probably hear, we're here in the airport, but we're going to have one last conversation before I head back to Scotland. Also, lass uns anfangen.
Auf geht's, Marc.
So as I explained there, I think that one of the times when you feel you're making progress in a language is when you can start to talk not just about what is happening now or what you do normally, but what will happen in the future and what has happened or what happened in the past. We've come across quite a number of examples of the perfect tense in German. So some of the things that we talked about, for example, when I was at the pharmacy, was haben Sie gegessen? Or haben Sie etwas Ungewöhnliches gegessen?
Etwas Ungewöhnliches gegessen oder wie haben Sie geschlafen?
Yep, so how have you slept? Wie haben Sie geschlafen? So what we're doing is taking that verb haben and combining it with this other word, the geschlafen, gegessen, and so on. Now, basically what I'd really like to do is actually conjugate a verb in the perfect tense. I'm assuming that you would refer to the geschlafen and the gegessen and so on as the past participle.
Yeah, exactly. And normally it's just an infinitive with a GE in front of it. So geschlafen, gegessen, gekommen, gelesen. But unfortunately, it's not always that easy, and there are irregular ones as well. And we heard, for example, gemacht.
Yeah, so that's from machen, to do. So gemacht, done. Ich habe etwas gemacht. I have done something.
Sehr gut. And we also heard gelernt. To I have learned. Ich habe gelernt.
From the verb lernen. But in that case, it changes slightly. It doesn't have gelernen, but gelernt. Okay, let's take one of the regular ones. Let's take gegessen. Can we now conjugate the whole of that verb with haben as our auxiliary verb and gegessen as our past participle? So I would say, I have eaten.
Ich habe gegessen.
You have eaten.
Du hast gegessen.
He has eaten.
Er hat gegessen.
She has eaten.
Sie hat gegessen.
We have eaten.
Wir haben gegessen.
You all have eaten.
Ihr habt gegessen.
They have eaten.
Sie haben gegessen.
And the you formal plural have eaten.
Sie haben gegessen.
Okay, so the whole of that verb can be conjugated using the verb haben plus the past participle. And just a reminder, we know haben already, but it's ich habe, du hast, er hat, sie hat, wir haben, ihr habt, sie haben.
Excellent.
So all that is combined with our past participle, which, as we now know, in regular verbs, is formed by putting ge in front of the infinitive. And sometimes verbs change their form. So, for example, ich habe gemacht, ich habe gelernt.
Very good. And we also learned that if it's a verb that's put together by a preposition and the verb like abfahren, ankommen, einladen, the GE goes in the middle. So eingeladen, abgefahren, angekommen.
So we could say, for example, ich habe dich auf dein Frühstück eingeladen.
Ja, sehr gut. Sehr gut.
So I have invited you for your breakfast. Okay, so eingeladen. Now, can I ask you, could we say the train has already left? Der Zug hat schon abgefahren.
Ah, that's where I'm very sorry to disappoint you. The perfect is not always formed with a haben.
Okay. So, yeah, that was a little bit of a loaded question, I have to say, because I'm thinking that this might happen in a similar way to French, where we use être for our perfect tenses with verbs of motion.
Yeah, so, for example, ankommen, you use sein. So, der Zug ist angekommen.
So, rather than saying der Zug hat angekommen, we use sein and the form of the verb sein is ist. Er ist angekommen.
So, for example, if we would conjugate the verbs with motion like ankommen, to arrive, abfahren, to depart, it would be ich bin angekommen, du bist angekommen, er ist angekommen oder sie ist angekommen, wir sind angekommen, ihr seid angekommen, sie sind angekommen.
Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment.
Here at Coffee Break German, we want to help you turn your downtime into do time. Brauchst du mehr Übung? Join us on Facebook 3 times a week and put your German to work with our language challenges and cultural insights. As they say, practice makes perfect. Oder auf Deutsch, Übung macht den Meister. Head over to facebook.com/coffeebreakgerman. Wir sehen uns hoffentlich bald.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Okay, so I think this has been a very quick introduction to the perfect tense in German. And I think what we'll do now is have a little chat about my stay here in Austria. And hopefully I'll get the chance to use some of these perfect tenses. And Thomas, you can help me with other ways to express myself in the past.
Of course, let's get started. So, Mark, ich glaube, dass du sehr viel gesehen hast in Innsbruck.
Ja, ich habe sehr viel gesehen. Alles war wunderbar. Everything was wonderful. Is that right?
Stimmt genau. Alles war wunderbar.
And I feel that my German has improved lots. How would I say that?
Mein Deutsch hat sich sehr verbessert.
Mein Deutsch hat sich sehr verbessert. There's no ge in there.
Unfortunately not. It's one of the irregular ones. So, okay. Sich verbessern. Hat sich sehr verbessert.
So, mein Deutsch hat sich sehr verbessert. I do think I've made lots of progress, but as I mentioned earlier, I realized that I can't really talk about the past, but this is definitely helping. It's good practice. So, mein Deutsch hat sich sehr verbessert. What else could I say?
Can you say, I've visited many places?
Places...
Orte, ja. Yes. Der Ort, die Orte.
Ich habe viele Orte besuchen. That sounds strange.
I'm sorry, I gave you a bad example again. It's also an irregular one, so it's just besucht. Ich habe viele Orte besucht.
Besucht, okay. Ich habe viele Orte besucht.
Let's try a little bit simpler one, which is actually regular. I've eaten lots of cake.
Yeah, that is very true. Ich habe viele Kuchen gegessen.
Ja, sehr gut. Ausgezeichnet.
Und how would I say they were all delicious?
Sie waren alle sehr lecker.
Sie waren alle sehr lecker. That waren is not the perfect tense. That's the different past tense.
That's in English would be the simple past, I suppose. So they were all very delicious.
So they were all very delicious. Sie waren alle sehr lecker. So alles war wunderbar, I said earlier. So everything was wonderful.
We also heard das Wetter war sehr gut. The weather was really good.
Of course. So war for singular things and waren for plural. Die Kuchen waren sehr lecker.
Ich war, du warst, sie, er war, wir waren, ihr wart, sie waren.
Okay, let's go through that again together.
Ich war,
du warst,
er, sie, es war, wir waren, ihr wart,
sie waren.
Sie waren.
Okay, so sie waren alle sehr lecker. Die Kuchen waren alle sehr lecker.
Das stimmt. Alle Kuchen in Österreich sind wirklich sehr lecker und ich glaube, du hast fast alle probiert.
I didn't fully understand all of that. How would I say I haven't understood? Ich habe nicht
verstanden.
Right, I knew it was going to be irregular. Ich habe nicht verstanden. Okay, so say again what you said there.
Das stimmt. Alle Kuchen in Österreich sind wirklich sehr lecker.
So all cakes in Austria are really very delicious.
Und ich glaube, du hast fast alle probiert.
I think you have tried almost all of them, is that right?
Du hast fast alle probiert, yeah. You've almost tried all of them.
Quite possibly, yes. Okay, so we've got die Kuchen waren alle sehr lecker. The cakes were all delicious. Das Wetter war gut.
And for example, du warst in Innsbruck.
Oh yeah, ich war in Innsbruck. I was in Innsbruck. Can I say, mein Aufenthalt war fantastisch?
Ja, mein Aufenthalt, mein Urlaub war fantastisch.
Mein Urlaub would be more a holiday, I guess.
It's true, obviously, it was more
I was
that
here to work, yeah, and not eat lots of cakes. Okay.
So, Mark, leider ist dein Trip fast vorbei.
Unfortunately, my trip is almost over.
Ja, unfortunately. But was hast du gemacht in Innsbruck?
Also, ich habe viele Kuchen gegessen. Might have already mentioned that. Ich habe Schwarz besucht.
Ja, stimmt.
Es war sehr schön. Ich habe deine Freunde kennengelernt.
Daniel und Susi.
Ja, und sie waren sehr nett.
Ja, ja, perfekt, großartig.
Und heute hat Susi Geburtstag.
Stimmt, genau. Sie wird 25. Herzlichen Glückwunsch.
Ja, if Susie's listening, happy birthday to you. Okay, what else? Ich habe sehr viel Deutsch gesprochen.
Almost gesprochen. It's one of the regular ones.
So, ich habe sehr viel Deutsch gesprochen und ich glaube, mein Deutsch hat sich verbessert.
Ja, auf jeden Fall. Definitely.
Danke. Ich habe auch sehr viele wunderschöne Orte gesehen.
Zum Beispiel?
Zum Beispiel die Berge.
Die Berge sind sehr schön.
Das goldene Dachl.
Ja, the main attraction in Innsbruck.
It's a golden roof building in a little square, which is quite cool. Und ich habe auch das österreichische Bier getrunken.
Das österreichische Bier getrunken.
Getrunken. Okay, another irregular one.
Mark, wie war das Wetter?
Also, das Wetter war gut. How would I say quite good?
Ziemlich gut. We might have heard ziemlich before.
Okay, das Wetter war ziemlich gut. Es war ein bisschen sonnig.
Es war sogar sehr sonnig.
Ja, zwei oder drei Tage.
Und ab und zu hat es geregnet.
Ja, ab und zu, from time to time. Ab und zu hat es geregnet.
Genau.
Es war nicht so kalt.
Nein.
Aber nur ein Tag war es sehr heiß.
Das stimmt, where you got your sunburn.
Yeah, let's not talk about that one. Okay, going well so far. I have one final question. How would I say, I hope to return soon?
Ich hoffe, I hope, ich komme bald wieder zurück. So, I'll come back very soon.
Ich hoffe, ich komme bald wieder zurück.
Ich hoffe, ich komme bald wieder zurück.
Ich hoffe, ich komme bald wieder zurück.
Ich auch.
Okay, that is where we're going to leave this lesson of Coffee Break German. And indeed, that's where we're going to leave the course for the time being. We really hope that you've enjoyed learning along with me. And we would like to say a huge danke to Thomas, but not just to Thomas, to Kirsten and to Julia, and indeed to the whole team that you don't really hear much about that is behind Coffee Break German.
And I personally also really want to thank all of you because I really enjoyed teaching German and I think it's a really nice language. And thanks a lot for listening and making the effort to learn a new language and to like get to know the culture, get to know the people. And I really hope you get the chance to travel to Germany, Austria or Switzerland to make use of all what you've learned and to really engage with the people and just go for it. They will be really pleased if you try to speak German.
Absolutely. Now, we've not fully planned the next steps for German here at Radiolingua. We're not quite sure which direction to go. So let us know what you think. Get in touch with us by emailing support@radiolingua.com or join us on Facebook where you can have your say about the next steps for learning German with us here at Radiolingua. Of course, the best place to find all information about Coffee Break German is on our website, and that's at coffeebreakgerman.com. Now, I have a plane to catch, so for now it's time to say, das reicht für heute.
Vielen Dank an alle und vielleicht hören wir uns wieder.
Ja, bis zum nächsten Mal, hoffentlich.
Tschüss.
Auf Wiederschauen. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.